You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
Yes, fun, funny, and fast. Prepare yourselves for a great edition of the Ace and Friends show today. Because not only do we have a game called Random Questions we're going to play, we've got some great audio clips to play for you. There's a lot of stuff in the news worth discussing. And fresh from hurricane prep, paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Ooh.
We haven't talked to my sister in quite some time.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun to talk to her today because not only we probably won't be able to get into a lot of the paranormal, but a little insight into some hurricane prep.
Yeah.
Because there is a tropical storm that is turning into a hurricane, Cat 1, maybe a Cat 2, by the time it makes landfall around noon, 1 o'clock this afternoon in South Louisiana.
So, is it Francine? Francie?
Is that the name of it? Yeah, that thing is expected to come, you know, right up the gut of Louisiana. And so it won't be a hurricane by the time it reaches her in central Louisiana, but there will be a lot of rain. Usually that spawns tornadoes and all that kind of stuff. So
it's one of those things where like any kind of storm that hits Louisiana, you just kind of hold your breath a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a unique place because, as she pointed out earlier, I've got mom's hurricane mix ready to go. Now, I don't really know that my mom had a hurricane mix, but
An alcohol?
Yeah.
Mix? Oh, yeah. No.
Your mom anything becomes a party. You know what I mean? So in the state of Louisiana, hurricane means we get those all the time. We're going to have a hurricane party.
Oh.
And while people may evacuate if it's really bad, if it doesn't seem to be too bad like this one, they're like, oh, it's a Cat 1? Oh, we'll just have a little hurricane party and get going.
Okay.
Like, literally, I remember when I was doing nights, doing 7 to midnight, even when I did midnight to 6 for a little while, there would be a hurricane party, and, like, this was a place called the Daiquiri Hut that we did a lot of business with, and they said, hey, let's run a special, get some ads on it, y'all want to come, we'll do a live tonight hurricane party. And it would be packed, packed, because people knew, like, oh, tomorrow it's going to be real bad. It would just be raining and storming, like, oh, tomorrow's going to be real bad, but tonight it's just a lot of rain. So let's go out and have some drinks.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense anywhere else in the world. So that and a lot more coming up today. Let's get going.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
We mentioned it at the start of the show. She is my sister. We also like to call her Paranormal Piper from Pineville. My sister Piper is on the phone with us. And it's been a while since we've had you on the show with us.
And yes.
It's interesting because you are now in the middle of hurricane prep. So this hurricane is coming through. We mentioned it when the show started, through the Gulf today, expected to make landfall around 1-2 o'clock this afternoon, I believe. And it won't be a hurricane by the time it gets to you, but that does mean you're going to get a lot of high wind because where Pineville, Louisiana is right smack in the middle of the state.
The way it was actually looking was we're on the going to be on the western side of it as of right now. But about around like 10 p.m. last night, we were still on the eastern side, which is the worst side to be
on. You always want to be on the western side because of the way it circulates and throws wind and rain.
Yeah.
So that's not so bad. That means it's not going to be nearly as bad.
No, we're just going to have a few tornadoes, power outages.
And a few drinks, man. Just going to have a few.
We had 3 hurricane parties last night, and I know there's one scheduled for this afternoon, and then tomorrow They're having a get together about two houses down. They're having a big hurricane party.
Yeah. So Piper was telling me in the neighborhood, like the neighborhood Facebook thing or whatever it is that they're on, people were posting like, hey, if y'all want to get together, if you're on this end of the neighborhood, everybody kind of stays right around their part of the house. They don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're part of the neighborhood. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's because it's about a mile all the way around the neighborhood. And people were posting who's going to, hey, if y'all want to come over, we're going to get started at about 4 o'clock, that kind of thing, having a little hurricane parties. Bring some food. It'll be, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we just sit there and watch the storm go through. So
keep TV on the weather channel as long as you can. Drink some hurricanes.
Yeah. Sure.
They probably break out the grill and there's some barbecue, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat it. Okay, so that's that.
That's a normal thing for people in Louisiana. We're going to stand in our garage. We're going to drink beer. We're going to barbecue and make hamburgers and hot dogs. And everybody gathers in the garage and dances and plays music and watches the storm go by.
I hate them when I miss that.
Yeah, and you can't get too elaborate with the food because you might lose electricity at any point in time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You can't do too much.
But no, we do take our bug out bags with us when we go, you know, in case a tornado pops up. And that's the backpack where we keep, like, all of our documents, birth certificates. I keep them all in a Ziploc bag, and they go in my bug out bag.
Bug out. Know, just in case something were to...
Pop off.
Go terribly wrong and pop off.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's what's happening right now. We got to talk about the paranormal with Paranormal Piper from Pineville, and we'll do that next.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, still on the phone with us from Pineville, Louisiana, is my sister. Her name is Piper. She's younger than me by 5 years, but we call her Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
That's right.
And you and I haven't even talked about, there's been other stuff going on in the family and everything. You and I haven't talked much about, have you done much paranormal stuff?
I have one coming up. Well, it was supposed to have been this weekend because of the hurricane.
Right.
So it should be dried out enough next week. We're going to do a thing in the historical cemetery here in Pineville that dates back all the way to the early 1800s.
Oh, and what are you doing?
We're sneaking into the cemetery after they lock it up at night.
No, to do what? What's the goal? To do what?
Just to try to see if you can capture apparitions, pictures of apparitions on film.
Okay.
If we can get any EVPs or recordings of any type of a phenomenon. The cemetery here by the river, when people... would pass away in the early 1800s, they could not bury them in Alexandria. So they brought them over to the Pineville side because it's higher, the higher side of the river.
Yeah.
And they were able to bury them. So that historical the oldest one in the cemetery is 1798.
But should 50-year-old people be sneaking in anywhere?
It's a valid question, Ace.
We got to sneak in the cemetery. Should you be, you know, there was a cemetery we used to sneak into when we were in high school because, you know, you wanted to go out there and love it and that whole thing. But when you're 50, should you be doing that? I'm just throwing that out there.
Why not?
Quick question, though. For everybody to know, my 15-year-old nephew is also an Elvis tribute artist, and he's been doing a lot of stuff in around the area, right?
A whole lot. We just got about 4 more gigs yesterday. All from nursing homes around the area.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's got the Bayou Elvis Bayou Festival coming up in Kenner, Louisiana, in November.
That's a ways away. Kenner's not close to where they live. That's a drive to get to Kenner.
Yeah, it's about 5 hours away.
Hey, quick question: are you charging him like a management fee, or how does this work? When he gets paid, does he get to keep all the money?
No, he does not.
Are you charging?
He does not get to keep all of his money.
Okay.
I don't charge him a management fee. What we do is the money that we have pulled out of his college fund to purchase the clothes because they're extremely expensive.
You put that back.
we put that money back into his college fund.
That's fair.
And then I give him a portion of what he makes for whatever he wants to spend it on. And then the rest of it goes for Odell just got him. He's got stage lights now. So we're incorporating stage lights. We've got a projection with background on it where we run films during his performances. And we've got the stars now.
I just want everybody to realize in the 6 minutes that we've talked to Piper, we've had hurricanes, paranormal, and Elvis.
Yeah.
Boom.
Beanie.
You're not getting that anywhere else.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I've got private readings that I'm doing. And then I'm also doing photography for his high school for his JROTC choir and theater.
Which is the first normal thing we've talked about. Look, go take care of yourself. Take care of everybody. Y'all be safe, and I'll check on you later, okay?
All right. Love y'all. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care, Piper.
My sister, Paranormal Piper. From Pineville. More coming up. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
I don't know what this website or social media site is called. Double List.
Yeah. It's kind of like Craigslist, but only online.
Okay.
And a lot of classifieds, that kind of thing.
All right, so here is a lady who found her ex-husband's Doublelist ad, and she decides, this will be fun. I'm going to critique it on TikTok.
Rating my ex-husband's Doublelist ads, cavity search. Who needs to get Who'd like some fun at my private office after hours? The dock is in. Clean, safe, and fun. Women only. Details, 36 years old in Allen, and there is a picture of him in an N95 mask. Honestly, originality, not at all. Privatizing any of your information, 0 out of 10. And the photo is a straight 0 out of 10. I guess it's funny. For comedy's sake, I guess you get a 7 out of 10. How did I not get any hey girly messages? That's what I would like to know. I guess probably because it's Doublelist.
Okay. Yikes.
So he's apparently a dentist.
Or, yeah.
With, cavity search.
Drilling.
Yeah. Edited the word drilling out.
Oh, did we do it?
Said, okay. You want to get drilled.
But not an old enough guy to have to resort to like a online personal ad, whatever you call those.
And he just seems like 36. An old.
He's like a young guy.
But he's insatiable. He's younger than both of you.
Yeah.
What's weird to me is the picture in an N95 mask. So which is adds an element of real creeper to it.
Maybe he's just ugly underneath.
Not it could be maybe. But not that the wording and the attempt at humor and all in the ad is not weird enough. But then, your picture's in an N95 mask. You're talking about coming to my office for a cavity search. This is just
be wearing the mask.
He's letting people know he's safe. Hey, look, I'll wear this mask. You ain't getting nothing from me.
Yeah, and I believe that was posted while they were still married. She stumbled upon that, and now he's the ex-husband. But yeah, imagine somebody sends that to her. Like, hey, by the way, your husband is doing this.
You got to consider that to be a deal breaker, I would assume.
I think she did.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I have a game I want to play because it's fast and furious. And this is fun, funny, and fast. Ace and Friends. It's called Random Questions. It's a long list of questions that really require no thought, but offer us a great deal of insight into the particular person being asked. So, Ted D. Rob, you'll go first. You ready?
Yes.
All right, so we're in 2 minutes, we're just going to rifle through these questions. What do you worry about the most?
Money.
What, when you were little, what did you want to be?
I said earlier, I didn't know on the other show that we do remember.
What is your favorite childhood movie?
Ooh, Aladdin, probably. No, it's a Goofy movie. Sorry.
Is that the name of it? It's a Goofy movie?
It's called A Goofy Movie, yeah.
And it's is it about Goofy from?
Yep, and his son Max.
Disney? Okay. All right. If you could move to any city in the country, where would you move?
I don't want to move. Nowhere.
No cities.
There's nowhere I'd prefer.
If you could time travel to any era but had to stay there for a year, when and where would you go?
I don't want to go to the future. Everything behind us sucks.
Okay. Yeah.
You're given $1 million to build a crazy themed restaurant. What's the theme?
Ooh. Probably some sort of Marvel or Star Wars type theme.
Okay. You are offered a chance to live forever, but you have to pick one age to be forever. What age would you choose and why?
I think probably about 29. It's a good place to start.
That was a good year for you?
29's good.
Okay. I think in general, it's it's not too old. It's not too young.
Yeah. All right. Random questions for Tech D Rob. If you could be invisible for a day, what would be the first thing you'd do?
I'd probably try and sneak into somewhere and get some access to some classified documents. See what I could find out that the government's hiding from us.
Rob, it didn't say you're going to become a totally new person. It says you should be individual.
No, I mean,
Mission Impossible.
Invisible. You're not going to get out and suddenly have that kind of spirit of adventure and be like, there's a lot of work that was required for that, I would think.
I just want to know what the government's hiding from us, because it's a lot.
All right. If you could live 1 year of your life on repeat, which year would it be and why? That's a good question. That's a tough question.
That's a really tough one.
1 year of your life on repeat, what year would it be and why?
Oh, I don't have a good answer for this. I really don't know. Because nothing stands out to me as a stellar year.
It's a really hard question to answer.
All of them have been pretty generically okay.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a year that I'm like, man, that was the best year of my life. I don't have
that. That just kind of sums up Tech D Rob's life right there. All right, hang on. We'll do Riggins next. Hang on.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
Random questions. It's rapid fire, 2 minutes. We just did Tech D Rob a second ago, so it's Riggins' turn. Riggins, these are just random questions. What is a celebrity death during your lifetime that hit you the hardest?
Jimmy Buffett.
I could have guessed that one. If you could go back to one age in your life, what would it be and why?
18.
And why?
Yeah, I was in first year in college. I moved out. It was just so excited. I just remember being so excited.
What have you pretended to like for someone else?
Oh, gosh. Probably something, a food somebody made for me.
Yeah. What is a missed opportunity that still haunts you to this day?
Missed opportunity. You know what? I had the opportunity to audition for a movie one time when I was young with Sidney Poitier.
How old were you?
I was in elementary school going into middle school. It's probably fifth grade. And we had like a theater class, and the casting director came to our school and I said, you should audition for it. And, I didn't. I was like, that would have been so much fun to be in a movie. And I didn't have any acting experience,
I wish I had at least tried.
Even if it was one movie, that would have been fun to just have that experience.
One of the greatest actors of all time.
Yeah, that could have changed your life. that might have been the moment that would have changed your life.
Maybe, yeah.
You wouldn't be hiding your land under a bushel, as your mom said. Riggins, random questions. If you had a theme song that played every time you walked into a room, what song would it be?
Tequila. You know. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. I like that. I like that. All right. One question that was asked to Teddy Rob. I like this question a lot, though. You're offered the chance to live forever, but you have to pick one age to be forever. What age and why?
22.
And why 22?
I was, you know, living in an apartment when I had a roommate that was really cool. And it was just, I wasn't 21, so I wasn't totally reckless, but I had the opportunity to do a lot of fun things. 22 was great.
Okay. You are offered a lifetime supply of the one thing you complain about buying the most. What do you choose?
Oh, gosh. Laundry detergent? Mm-hmm. It's so expensive. I hate it.
That's a good answer, though.
It's crazy.
That's one of those things that you always find yourself, you need it. You always really need it when you realize you're out.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just happened the other day. I went to do a load of laundry. It was like, oh, we're out of detergent.
It's so annoying. I hate buying detergent. Yeah. I hate looking at it. It's soap. It's boring. And I have to pay a lot of money for it. That sucks.
It does. That was a good job with those questions. That was good.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
We've been playing a game called Random Questions. It's 2 minutes rapid fire, bam, 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 bam. And the questions are pretty hard. Some of them at least are pretty hard.
Yeah.
So Riggins and Rob both went, and now Riggins wants to look at the list and have me do it. So I really hadn't prepared either, so I'm not really prepared for this.
Here's some questions for Ace. Random questions. If you could swap your current job for any other job in the world for a month, what would it be and why?
ESPN sports anchor. I would like to anchor Sports Center because okay. I'd be great at it. That or sideline reporter in the NFL, I'd be great at that job. And after 1 month, they'd want me to come back.
So, aren't those usually women, though?
I mean, usually, but not always.
He wants to be the next Susie Colbert. Yeah.
Tom Rinaldi's a great sideline reporter. I'd like Marty Smith's job with ESPN. It's a great job. You know, I'd be phenomenal doing that, or hosting College Game Day, that type of thing.
Okay.
Perfect.
What have you pretended to like for somebody else?
Walking? Yeah, going on walks. And honestly, I don't really pretend to like that much. My wife loves going on a walk, hiking.
Yeah.
Let's get the family, we're all going on a walk.
Get outside, enjoy the fresh air.
And it's 6 o'clock. I don't want to walk a mile right now. But I do. And she probably would say that I don't pretend to enjoy it. I pretend to, I just tolerate it. And mm-hmm. sometimes I have gone like, yeah, I'll go. Let me get my shoes.
What is it about the walk that...
It just seems to be the timing of it.
You don't like that.
Yeah, and it's not like a walk around the block.
Yeah.
It's like, let's do a mile and a half.
Work up a little sweat.
And the dog goes, and it's like, Toby, come on, Toby. No, not that, Toby. If we're walking, let's walk. And
let's go. Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't like walking. You heard it here first. Ace does not like walking. Walking.
There you go.
When you were little, what did you want to be?
An attorney.
An attorney?
Yeah. I wanted to be a lawyer.
From watching on TV or, I mean, what?
I just liked the idea of the law and standing up and arguing and public speaking and that type of thing.
Yeah, well, you've mastered the arguing part. if your life had a theme song that played every time you walked into a room, what would it be?
I've already worked this out many times because it'll be the song that will usher me to the wrestling ring once I make my professional wrestling debut.
Okay.
It's Raise Your Hands by Bon Jovi.
Okay.
It's an album track, last song on the album, Slippery When Wet. Because when it hits, it just comes in, it's big, it's loud, it makes people like want to go, yes, he's here.
I thought you would have had like a redneck story to share after you.
But I didn't.
You didn't.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
You are about to hear one of the sweetest things in the world that is also one of the funniest things. And I don't know if it's like this for everybody. I remember when my kids learned the Pledge of Allegiance. Like the first time that my daughter Peyton, who was my first child, when she learned the Pledge of Allegiance, I remember her standing up in the bathtub. And my now ex-wife was like, come, she's got the pledge down. And I went in and she did the whole thing, standing there in the bathroom with a little hand over her heart.
Butt naked, doing the pledge.
Like, what a great moment. I clearly remember. I remember when Cade, you know, first was able to say it because he had a little bit of a speech impediment. And it was hilarious, but it was so sweet at the same time. So this girl has posted a TikTok of her little sister learning the Pledge of Allegiance. And it is very sweet and wonderful at the same time.
Hey, Evie's learning the Pledge of Allegiance. All right. Start us off. Here, do the right hand. Okay.
God goes to protect us.
God goes to protect us.
In the visible of Chinese and blessed us for all.
In the invisible Chinese and blessed us for all.
God goes has to protect us.
Say that last part again.
God goes who Chinese protect us.
God goes who Chinese protect us. Cutie.
So she needs a little work on
needs
it.
Needs a little work.
But you'll get there. I don't remember learning the Pledge of Allegiance, but I know he said it every day before school.
Yeah, I don't remember learning it either. Y'all have a prayer?
Please. I went to Catholic school. We did the Pledge of Allegiance in front of the flag. Then we did the Our Father and then a Hail Mary. And then sometimes, you know, we'd do a part of the rosary out there if it was like a special religious holiday. It was a lot of praying and pledges.
There was a student, I remember in elementary school, there was a student that would always, every day, would lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. And then we would have a moment of silence. And for 30 seconds, we'd just be silent, which was kind of your personal prayer time, meditation.
Whatever. Calm down before you walk
in. I don't remember there being
school.
An actual prayer, but yeah, I always remember there was a moment of silence.
Yeah.
And I was like, and the thought was, you should be praying right now. Nobody ever said that.
Tell you.
Like, I can't tell you that, but this is what you should be doing
right
now.
You should be praying. It's also a good idea, just kids, to just sort of take a breath before you walk in the building.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Just settle everybody down a little bit. I love that little girl.
Yeah. Sweet.
It is, if you're a parent, though, I know it was for me. It's a big moment when your kid, you know, like, oh my God, you learned the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I was stunned yesterday when I saw that Dave Grohl had fathered a child outside of his marriage.
Cheated on his wife.
Now, he's 55. He's been married for 23 years. This is his second marriage. I did not know this. Apparently, his first marriage ended due to infidelity. $3, 18, 15, and 10. Has a celebrity ever disappointed you? Or do you have a favorite celebrity that you were like, that you were really disappointed? Like did something, you're like, I'm so disappointed in you for that.
R. Kelly. That was a real bad one because I loved R. Kelly's music. And it's one of those things like, can you forgive the act if you still enjoy their entertainment product? And I determined, no, I can't enjoy your music anymore, knowing what you did.
No more R. Kelly music for you.
Yeah.
That's what he did was so heinous and so terrible.
I would judge them all individually, but on that one, I thought, I can't ever listen to R. Kelly music again, which is hurting me.
Yeah. How did your favorite celebrity most disappoint you? Have you ever had that happen, Rob?
I'm trying to think.
The Grohl thing for me, I think everybody loves Dave Grohl. And I am like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I thought you were the one.
Yeah, it's like Keanu Reeves doing something really bad. Like, you just have, he's built up so much in pop culture as like a good guy.
Yeah.
And then you find out they're not so good. It's kind of disappointing.
Let me be clear. And I don't think it makes him a bad person.
No.
He did a bad thing. Right. And I don't think one thing that you do in your life necessarily defines you. It depends on how horrible that thing is.
Yeah. What if he cheated on the first wife, though?
He did. Who you talking about? Dave Grohl did. Apparently, his first marriage ended due to infidelity.
Yeah. So it's not just one time. It's like he's got a history of cheating on his wife.
Which tells me he's got one issue.
What is
the issue? Is infidelity.
And it seems like I'm willing to bet that this wasn't the first time in this new marriage that it happened either.
But let's don't start throwing that out there. Like, we don't know that.
Well, allegedly.
I mean, that's fair that you think that.
Mine would be when anybody that like shows any sort of fanatical political views one way or the other. Like, if they're really into a certain person, I'm just like, all of them suck. So I don't think that's nice for
you. Almost like, hey, I know you have a political view. That's fine. But there's a line somewhere where you go like, either way, right side, left side, whatever. Right. You kind of go, oh, that's too much for me.
They're now showing up at rallies and just to do like speeches about them. I'm like, okay, well, clearly this person is not who I thought they were.
Yeah. Have you... And R. Kelly is the one you can't forgive.
No. That's Bill Cosby is another one.
I love Bill Cosby. You can't forgive that at all.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Okay. Thinking about Dave Grohl's situation. We talked about this a minute ago. When your favorite celebrity most disappoints you. Let's turn it on ourselves. What character flaw do you have that would most likely cause you to disappoint your family and friends?
That we already have?
Yeah, you know right now, this is my character flaw.
Well, mine has stuck out already with my family. Remember, I left that one Christmas when I didn't want a gift, and they gave me gifts, and I was just angry.
Rob said he didn't want gifts for Christmas. They bought him gifts, and he got mad and left because his mom got him Christmas gifts. And she told him in advance, I'm going to get you Christmas gifts anyway because you're my son.
And my brother bought one just because I said not to.
Such a brother move.
It's a brother move. Again, his brother move was to give you a gift. And you got mad and stormed out of Christmas.
And it was a t-shirt that he wears to this day now. Like, he wears it instead.
They probably laughed when you left. Sure. Well, I bet your mom didn't laugh. Your mom was probably heartbroken.
Yeah, she was not happy.
But everybody else laughed. Well, you left Christmas, Rob. It was Christmas with the family.
Look, I messed up. I know.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to ask. If you had it to do over again, you would handle it differently.
Correct. I'm usually pretty firm on my stances, but that's when I realized I messed that up.
Yeah.
So that's Rob's. Riggins, can you think of one that was your...
I'm non-committal to a worrying degree. That can be frustrating, and I acknowledge that. Yeah. But no, I don't like steal anything. I don't, you know.
Like, yeah, you're not finger. Selling drugs. Or
yeah,
like
no,
that.
I have a pretty normal life. And
you're not married, so it's not like you would have cheated on your wife or anything like that.
No, I'm pretty straightforward. Oh. Do you have one that you'd like to share?
Yeah. No, I don't want to share it, but yeah, I'm sure I have one.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure. I don't know.
Is the problem that you have too many?
Oh, I could easily come up with more than one, Rob. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I could easily come up with more than one. I don't know. I don't think there's much about me, though, that my family doesn't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure my family knows that I've got a pretty healthy appetite, if you know what I mean. And so if I were to do something off the rails, get myself in some type of trouble from a sexual nature, I don't think my family would be like, oh, there's a shocker.
Oh, you know, really? I mean?
They'd probably be like, well.
You saw that.
Yeah.
I hate that you called it an appetite.
Well, I didn't really know how to describe that, right? I was kind of hung up there and just,
you know. Everybody knows about my appetite.
I didn't say it like that either.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Prepare yourselves, man. We're going in to a world we heretofore know very little about. The women's restroom. It's a different world in the women's restroom than it is in the men's restroom.
I can only imagine.
Men are just, you know, you get in, get out.
Yep.
Maybe some idle chit chat, some conversation, in, out. The goal is to be done and get out of there. Oh, not women. They go into the bathroom and have conversations and become best friends with somebody that they'll never see again, that they've just met for 3 minutes. And they take surveys. Like this girl who decided to film herself asking a simple question of the entire ladies' room.
Question for everyone in the bathroom.
Yes, ma'am.
Should I dunk him?
Yeah!
Did you hear that last? She goes, if you're even considering it, then yes. I mean, there was like 20 women that are all just like, yes.
Which is kind of a valid point. If you are even considering it, then probably you should.
Really?
If you're thinking about dumping him, then you probably should go ahead and dump him.
Hmm.
But that would never happen in a men's room.
No.
No.
Hey, guys, can I ask you a question? Dude, what? Shut up, man. Everybody's just trying to get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a whole gaggle of women. Girl, yes, dump him.
And only one person said yes. And then when she asked the question, like you said, Riggins, it sounded like 20 women spoke up. Like, yes.
They love cheering on another woman that's considering dumping her boyfriend. Yeah, that's what I learned.
It's a fantastic, unique world.
I have a question for everyone in the bathroom.
Yes, ma'am.
Should I dump him?
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Sometimes old people can be frustrating. And sometimes, though, they can completely disarm you with the way they respond to situations, especially if they've just hit your car. Like what happened to this girl. She's standing outside her car. This old guy, and I mean really old guy, just hit her car.
Why you hit my car?
Why?
Why you hit my car?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Totally changed the game.
That turned around real quick. Don't you hate that?
And how old does he sound to listen to him?
Why you hit my car?
Why?
Why you hit my car?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
What a great answer. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh.
How can you be mad at that anymore?
Yeah. That's exactly right, Rob. You can't be mad at him. He didn't do it on purpose.
No.
He's standing there and he's pulling his wallet in the video. He's pulling his wallet out of his back pocket like, I mean, I got to get my license out.
That's the worst.
I don't know.
When you try to confront somebody and you're all angry and they're so like, so kind and disarming, you're like, oh, I came out of here with an agenda and you're too nice for that. Hate that.
Yeah. It's like the time that I was mad at myself over something and leaving my house, and I was driving the wrong part of the road, and a guy drove by me, and he kind of pulled over, and I saw him hit his brakes, and I hit my brakes, and he backed up, and when he did, I just kicked my truck door open. I was in my neighborhood that I lived in at the time. I kicked my truck door open, and as he opened his door, I just began yelling, "Are you backing up?" I realized I was driving in the wrong part of the road. I know that. I'm an idiot. I didn't need you to back up and tell me. He was totally disarmed because he was like, "I was just checking to see if everything was okay," because he knew who I was.
Oh. Yikes. Well, I'm sorry.
He was like, "I was just checking to see if you're okay. I don't need your assistance right now."
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. And he drove off. And I drove off. I was like, that was psychotic.
It was. Did you
I went to his house the next day. I
was like, that was nice.
Hey, man, look. Yeah, I went down. I was like, hey. And he goes, I could tell you were going through something. You were having something bad. It just happened. And it was no big deal at all.
Yeah.
And I said, you had every right to want to back up and check. And he's like, yeah, but I was totally thrown because you were yelling, but you were yelling at yourself more than you were yelling at me. And so mm-hmm. I kind of diffused the situation a little bit.
That was the right thing to do, though.
Yeah, I was going through some stuff at that time in my life.
Was
many years ago.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.